It's time for news.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
New this morning, the police chief in Ferguson, Missouri says he is not quitting.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday, October 31st, 2014. As you heard, the Ferguson, Missouri police chief is Chief Thomas Jackson has said that, in the words of Jennifer Hudson, he's not going.
He's not going. One of the Jennifers.
Despite continued unrest months after one of his officers fatally shot Michael Brown and high-level talks that could lead to his exit, the firestorm around him began August 9th, as we have been saying since then, when Officer Darren Wilson, who was white, shot the African-American teenager, Michael Brown. And Wilson's defenders have said that he acted in self-defense. Brown's backers believe that the teenager was not armed and claimed that he had his hands up when the fatal bullets hit him. And this happened on August 9th. And since then, as I said, things have been going downward. And we are still waiting for the grand jury to come up with
When is that due?
Tom, it could happen. It could happen any time. What they're really hoping is that they hold off on the verdict till a weekend. So everybody, because they're
that's why Don Lemon is in Ferguson now.
Is there now? Yeah. So they're and they said
they think it might happen,
and they're hoping it comes after the election. So that's Tuesday, and then they're hoping that it'll happen. They'll bring down the jury's verdict after a Friday so that kids in school and other things, they can have some sort of control over that. But it's anybody's guess. Remember,
all they have to do is do the right thing. Send the guy to trial. And he won't have any of these problems.
And
just send the guy to trial. I didn't say convict him.
I know.
I said just give see all the evidence in a trial.
Yeah.
And why why they can't just do that. And instead of worrying about what's going to happen when the grand jury comes back and says he doesn't have to go to trial, just have a trial.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Both from
why is it so complicated?
It's not, but they are making it such. Meanwhile, this is juxtaposed against the survivalists. Remember this? The survivalists accused of ambushing two state troopers, killing one and seriously wounding the other, was captured after days and weeks on the run by U.S. Marshals in an abandoned airplane hangar in Pennsylvania, ending a seven-week manhunt that rattled the nerves of the area residents. And prosecutors said they will seek the death penalty for Eric Frayne, who gave up when surrounded. That's just amazing to me. Mm. That you go 7 weeks and this man has been, you know, just like playing a game of hide and seek. Look over here. Look what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him without any incident, and yet we have our black men on the streets, and we see what happens to them.
Yep.
Hands up and ammunition at all.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah. Remember Shanisha Taylor, also known as the hot car mom? She's due back in court after charges have been refiled against her for allegedly spending some of the court-mandated trust fund money. After she was arrested, her tearful mugshot leaked online, her story, and tugged the heartstrings of people everywhere. And now they are looking into her having spent the $100,000 in the fund for her family.
Now, which one is this?
She was the one who was living in the car with her children.
Uh-huh.
And she went for a job interview. The kids were left in the car.
Right.
And then she lost custody of her children.
And then everybody pitched in and sent money.
Yeah.
And she
apparently, according to the report, she has spent this money and not necessarily for the welfare and well-being of her children.
Wow.
In terms of getting a home and, you know, getting them back on track.
What's she spending the money on?
Well, there's a lot of things. They said that she spent a lot of it on herself.
Hmm.
But she was looking for a job, so, you know, she was fixing herself up. But that's not, you know, what you want to hear when you're sending money for kids and trying to get them back into the swing of things. Lamar Odom is refusing to sign the divorce papers from Khloe Kardashian.
Why?
He loved her. According to People magazine, he has yet to file his own response.
You don't want to break up with Holy Chloe, man.
Holy Chloe.